It's Jonesy and Amanda's Jam Nation.
Only 10% of Australian blood donors are on the stem cell registry. And our next guest, Josephine O'Brien, is here to tell us how important it is to get on that registry. She's the wife of Liam O'Brien, who is currently fighting for his life against leukemia and blood cancer. Currently, there's no stem cell match for Liam on the global registry. And he needs one soon to get a transfusion. Josephine, hello.
How are you both?
This puts you in a very desperate situation. Is it unusual that he doesn't have a global match anywhere?
Yes, it is quite alarming to think that there isn't a perfect match on the global register. And I think our biggest concern in Australia, we have such a lack of awareness. A lot of people don't realise how simple it is.
So when you give blood to give this stem cell stuff, that comes out with your blood as well. So it's just as simple as ticking a box.
That's right. So it's very simply three steps. One is you book to go and give blood via lifeblood.com.au.
Yep.
Or you call 13 14 95. And then step two is you select or mention life-saving list when you're booking. And number three is you ask to be added to the stem cell register at your appointment. So if you're already there and you're giving blood and you simply add yourself to the stem cell register, it's taking one extra vial of blood at the time, which is perhaps an extra 5 minutes to already your time that you've given to go and give the blood.
And it's not like the big, you know, when you give blood, I'm always amazed at how much blood they take out of you, but it's not another one of those big ones, is it?
No, it's just a very small little vial that they take a little bit extra.
Yeah.
How extraordinary that something as small as that might save your husband's life. Tell us a bit about Liam.
Yeah, so about 6 months ago, just after his 40th birthday, we got the shocking news that he was diagnosed with leukemia. And it has been a tough 6 months. It's had a lot of extended hospital stays. I think we worked out in the last sort of 12 weeks, he's been in hospital 10 out of those. And we've got a 4-year-old and a 3-year-old, so it's been really tricky juggling between hospital and home life. And, you know, they're too young to be aware of exactly what's happening, but, you know, they miss him and they know that Dad's in hospital and he's not well. So it's I think that's the hardest part is the reality of what we're actually facing if we don't get this stem cell match.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm surprised at how simple it is to get stem cells. I wasn't aware it just came out in your blood.
Yes, yeah, exactly. It's a very simple procedure to get on the register. And then even if you become a donor, if you are the match, it's a very simple, non-invasive procedure, similar to giving blood that just takes a few hours and, you know, is disproportionately... the benefits of it is just incredible and, as I said, could save a life like Liam's or the thousands of people in the same position as him.
Yeah.
Wow, it's just remarkable. Well, good on you, Josephine. Thank you for joining us. If you are already connected to the Red Cross, all you have to do is jump on board, donate stem cells at your blood donation appointments. It's as simple as opting into the stem cell donor registry next time you give blood. So you're already there. You're already doing it.
Yeah,
so
and if you're not
nothing really extra.
And if you're not already registered, now is a great time to do that. People are always needing blood, and obviously now we hear about the stem cells as well. Josephine, thank you, and good luck to all of you.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate it.
Coming up, the tribal drum will beat for...